Let's talk about the AI stories today, because there are several, and they cluster around a theme that I think is genuinely worth examining. The theme is efficiency, specifically, how much capability you can pack into a model that's small enough to run locally, and what that means for the benchmarks we use to evaluate these systems.
VibeThinker is the headline here. It's a 3 billion parameter model, which in 2026 terms is genuinely small, comparable to something you'd run on a mid-range consumer GPU. And the paper on Arxiv claims it beats Claude Opus 4.5 on reasoning benchmarks. The training methodology combines supervised fine-tuning with group relative policy optimization, which is the GRPO technique that's been gaining traction as an alternative to PPO for reasoning task alignment.
The Hacker News thread has 91 comments, and a lot of the discussion is focused on exactly the right question. What does beats on reasoning benchmarks actually mean? There's a meaningful difference between a model that scores well on a specific benchmark suite and a model that reasons better in general. The benchmarks used for evaluating reasoning, things like math, GSM-8K, and the various common sense reasoning datasets, have known failure modes where fine-tuning to the benchmark distribution can inflate scores without improving underlying capability.
The skeptical read is that VibeThinker has been aggressively tuned on benchmark-adjacent data, and its real-world reasoning performance may not generalize. The optimistic read is that the GRPO training signal, which is essentially teaching the model to rank its own outputs by quality, is genuinely teaching more robust reasoning rather than just benchmark exploitation. We don't know which is true without broader evaluation.
What I find significant, regardless of benchmark validity, is the efficiency implication. Even if VibeThinker's advantages over Opus 4.5 are narrower than claimed in unconstrained settings, a 3 billion parameter model that's in the same conversation at all, that's a meaningful data point. The efficiency frontier has been moving faster than most people predicted 18 months ago. Models are getting more capable per parameter at a pace that suggests the scaling is everything narrative was always incomplete.
GLM 5.2 running locally through Unsloth is another piece of this puzzle. GLM 5.2 is a model from Jipu AI, the Chinese A1 lab, and it's a genuinely capable model in the 6 to 9 billion parameter range. Unsloth has been doing impressive work on quantization and optimization that allows these models to run efficiently on consumer hardware. The HN post scored 419 points and 183 comments, which reflects genuine community interest in local inference.
The local inference story matters for several reasons. There's the privacy dimension. Running your own model means your prompts aren't leaving your machine. There's the cost dimension. Inference costs from API providers add up at scale. And for many use cases, a local model that's 80% as capable at zero marginal cost is the right trade-off. And there's the autonomy dimension, which the HN community cares about deeply, not being dependent on a cloud provider's uptime, pricing, and policy decisions.
OpenAI's Daybreak initiative, which they're branding as GPT 5.5 Cyber, is a different kind of AI story. This is OpenAI's cybersecurity-focused model, positioned as a tool for identifying vulnerabilities, analyzing malicious code, and assisting with defensive security operations. It scored 124 points and 64 comments, with the discussion predictably splitting between people excited about AI-assisted defense and people concerned about the dual-use nature of the capability.
The dual-use concern with cybersecurity AI is real and worth taking seriously. A model that's good at finding vulnerabilities is, structurally, also a model that could assist in exploiting them. OpenAI's framing emphasizes defensive applications and claims to have built-in restrictions against offensive use, but the security research community has consistently found ways around these restrictions in prior models. The question isn't whether OpenAI intends Daybreak to be used offensively, it's whether their guardrails are robust enough to prevent it.
Mobius is the final AI story in this cluster, and it's a remarkable technical result. This is a 200 million parameter image inpainting model, inpainting meaning filling in missing or removed regions of an image. And the team is claiming performance comparable to models in the 10 billion parameter range. The paper is from Huawei's research group at HUST-T, and the demo results on their project page are visually compelling.
The 200 million versus 10 billion comparison is striking if it holds up. The technique apparently involves a novel diffusion architecture that focuses the model's capacity more efficiently on the specific in-painting task rather than general image generation. This is a pattern we've seen repeatedly. Task-specific architectural choices can dramatically outperform brute force scaling when the task is well-defined. In-painting has a cleaner structure than general image generation, which makes it more amenable to this kind of efficiency gain.
The YOLO 26 release also deserves a mention here. Ultralytics has released YOLO 26, the latest iteration of the You Only Look Once object detection architecture, and there's both a blog explainer and an Arxiv paper in today's HN feed. YOLO has been a workhorse of real-time computer vision since 2016, and each generation has managed to push the accuracy-speed trade-off further. YOLO 26 appears to add better handling of small objects and improved multi-scale detection, which matters for deployment in surveillance, autonomous vehicles, and robotics.